make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from the inside of the building, and sounds from the outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they're going to help you relax, because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease, as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your heart. Sensing that beat, and just seeing whether you can use the power of your own mind to slow that heartbeat down, just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little. You can feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine. Just taking over, smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are. Aware of your legs and feet, too. Again, just seeing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more. Yet remaining totally alert and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply could not care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply cannot be bothered to even try to move a single muscle, even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try, allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be, just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go with each easy, gentle breath you breathe. I'm going to count down from 5, and with each layer, you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. 5. You are just so relaxed and feel yourself going even deeper. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Such a relaxed state. Such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. 1. Empty of everything as everything has faded away, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're just going to be watching a little play, a play about you and your mind and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply, down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel, to see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of even before they are spoken. Words of pride and smugness, illusion and stagecraft, filling your mind. You feel pompous and self-absorbed, a love for boasting and theatrics. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. You hear the murmur of the crowd behind the red curtain, your heart beating rapidly as your turn to perform comes up. You can see clouds floating by in the near window. You feel so nervous, thought it would be easier. It was a school prank gone too far. Never before did you exhibit any sorts of feats in public. You didn't know what you did to upset your classmate. You always have been quiet and reserved before that point. Hell, you had just got your cutie mark, the last in your class. The week before, you discovered that you had a knack for magic tricks. Fireworks, the lighting, and the stage. Your excitement had steadily built since, finding out that the school was putting on a talent show. It's your turn now. You cautiously step out to see the packed auditorium, lighting your horn to start the act. You had been practicing for what seemed like forever. You really wanted to dazzle them, but you never got the chance. Someone had rigged a bucket of tomato juice in the rafters, set to dump on you after you trotted out. A torrent of red, sticky liquid pours over you. The crowd bursts out in shocked laughter. Their laughter still rings in your ears. You devoted your entire life to proving how great and powerful you believe you are. Feel as your fingers and your toes begin to grow numb. A nice warm tingling feeling, starting at the tip of your fingers and toes, then spreading upward slowly, deeply penetrating into your being. As the numbness continues to spread, you observe that your skin begins to take on a more elastic form, stretching out, your fingers beginning to melt into one, forming web-like connections of skin, muscle, and nerve between your fingers as they continue to smooth together, their tips becoming shinier and harder like fingernails. A sturdy, yet smooth covering as they become your new hooves. As they merge together, four, then three, then two, until all that remain are your beautiful hooves. As the bones in your legs twist and bend, painlessly fusing together, to give you the hind legs of a pony. So hard to stand on two legs anymore, you don't even want to bother trying, just letting the changes relentlessly progress. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire as your arms too undergo a similar unstoppable action. They reform, developing, changing, so that you can comfortably stand on four legs. Feelings of power, of control and rapture, you realize how captivating you really are. Second to none, overly ambitious, you tend to let small things get the best of you, especially since you pay great attention to detail. Sometimes, maybe a little too much. You like to total strangers know of your works, your boastful lies. You like to feel validated, to always look best, even if it drives you to the brink of insanity. You take pride in winning the audience, the applause of others. Nothing else matters. It's like drugs to you. Your fibs are humongous, vanquishing an Ursa Major. Criticism leaves you devastated. There's a passion, an absolute ecstasy that fills your heart to truly be like and be a pony, deceptive and devious, quick and calculating. It feels like something completely and totally natural to you, as simple as breathing, in and out. Pompous, pretentious and proud, these are strange sensations, different from what you normally feel in daily life, but at the same time, you feel a happiness, an understanding that somewhere in your mind you do indeed enjoy these changes. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. Feel as the changes pass over your rear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind for your body to experience these changes, differently from daily life, but welcome all the same. Another quick twinge of energy shoots to the base of your spine, creating a nub that extends out for a foot or two, taking on the partial shape of a parabolic curve. Once formed, soft silken blue hair busts forth from it like a flower in first bloom. You feel a slight shimmer, a shiver down your entire spine as the pale blue highlights extend from its base tip of your newly formed tail, making you happy. You feel a heaviness, making you feel more sturdy and balanced, safe and secure. You wouldn't know what to do without it. Although it takes a little effort to hold your tail up at first, it quickly becomes second nature. You swish it back and forth, getting used to the new sensations. An expressive ponytail to complement your new pony backside. You can't help but wonder what will come next. As the change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck as your voice becomes a more obnoxious, boastful, and shrill feminine voice. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders. A lovely, flowing, pale blue mane for you to wear with pride. Just a bit in front of your ears, on the center of your forehead, you feel a small bump forming. This is the beginning of your new horn. As it starts to grow, you start to remember a story. The first time you ever saw a magic show. It was phenomenal. The lights, the show, the glamour. Everyone was in high spirits, especially yourself. You were so excited that after the show, you got separated from your parents in the commotion at the Canterlot Fair. You began to worry, wandering about until you ran into some pony. It was her, Apple Polish, the star of the show. Immediately, you begin to apologize for your carelessness, but she says it doesn't matter. She then notes that you look obviously distraught and asks what was wrong. You reply, "I'm lost and can't find my parents, but I really liked your show, Miss Polish." You both decide to look together, knowing that it's better this way. Eventually, you find your parents, but not before Apple Polish shows you a couple of tricks to make you feel better. Once reunited with your parents, you are eager to figure out the methods behind your new mentor's magic, trying hard to replicate them exactly. With a bright shower of fireworks, your cutie mark became embossed on your flank. The horn growing steadily from your head, a beautiful, powerful unicorn horn, extending to its tip, erupting in a small shower of sparks. The word fills you with a twinge of excitement, as it continues to grow until it is eventually fully formed with a slight spiral to its features. A spiraled unicorn horn, just as you've always visualized, just as you've always wanted. I wonder if you could feel a tingling from your new horn. Feel its power surge deep into your mind, coming to you so effortlessly. As your ears stretch outward, upwards, becoming pointed mare ears. These are your new ears. They are covered in a soft, almost felt fur that warm and comfort you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, they will lay to the side. It feels so amazing, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new pony ears. To accompany this, you feel a soft, yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls forward into your new muzzle, your face extending out so naturally, forming that lovely head. You can feel your eyes changing with your head, extending out so gently, your iris changing colors to a dark, grayish violet, your eyelashes growing out steadily, lengthening into lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you could bat them ever so gently, feeling those soft, gentle lashes on your skin. A lovely pony head for a lovely pony. And as a tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin, you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entirely equine form, a boastful, brilliant azure mare. Already, your mind feels such thoughts filling it, relaxing it. You feel happy, admiring your fantastic new body, enjoying all its quirks. Even as you speak, the voice is a feminine one, showing no hints of who you used to be. You can feel your new body, see your new body. Imagine all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves. The four-legged gait and swishing tail, and pointed ears, the joyful, happy, and outgoing feelings, and curved muzzle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase, "I'm a bragging pony." And whenever you say, "I'm a bragging pony," you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back to the bragging little pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They're now a part of you, as much a part of you as your heart and your mind. And there may be times when you can't be a fun little pony, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that will be the case for you, all you need is one little phrase. revert to normal. And whenever you say revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the bragging little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying, I'm a bragging pony, it'll feel even more natural for you. Your desire to be that little pony becoming stronger and stronger with every visit. The desire to listen seeming more and more inescapable, more attractive with each trip into the body and mind of this fun pony. And now, it is time to wake back up. Waking up on the count of five, you'll find that with each number, you'll wake up a little bit more. The sensations of your new pony body and mind just becoming that much stronger. 1. Waking up now. 2. More and more. 3. Consciousness returning. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. And I hope you'll enjoy, little pony.